Since Serbia's Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic was assassinated in March, Belgrade authorities have rounded up thousands of people. Officials are trying to break up the organized crime structure that was a legacy of Slobodan Milosevic's regime. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Belgrade.
In the Zemun neighborhood, bulldozers are at work. They're leveling what was a huge walled-in luxury compound built without permission by the leader of the Zemun crime gang, a gang implicated in the Djindjic assassination. Local residents like this woman, Anna, are relieved this alien structure is being torn down.
I'm happy they should have done it because nobody dared even pass this way.
The Zemun compound was one of many new fortress-like mansions that inspired fear in Belgrade. They were built over the last decade by the new criminal elite. Many of these mansions are now empty. Authorities rounded up nearly 10,000 people. 4,500 were arrested and 3,200 face criminal charges. Scores more are on the run. Many suspects belong to the Red Berets, the special police unit composed of the paramilitaries who ethnically cleansed Croatia, Bosnia and Kosovo of non-Serbs during the Balkan Wars of the 90s. They then morphed into crime bosses and became the loyal goons of Slobodan Milosevic's mafia state. Serbian Deputy Prime Minister Žarko Korać.
What many people knew before and many people in Serbia is now obvious to everybody in Serbia, that the so-called patriots, paramilitary units that were active in the wars in former Yugoslavia turned out to be criminals that did all this to earn money.
In October 2000, then-opposition leader Zoran Djindjic made a deal with the Red Berets. Milosevic would be ousted from power by peaceful street demonstrations and the Red Berets would not intervene, in exchange for immunity. Later, international pressure convinced Djindjic to turn against the crime bosses, but he was killed before he could extradite them to the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Within hours of Djindjic's assassination, the government imposed a state of emergency. The crackdown also targeted the establishment. Several top-ranking members of the judiciary and the police have been arrested. And for the first time in Serbia, a civilian is now in charge of the military. However, Deputy Serbian Prime Minister Nebojša Čović has no illusions that the link between crime and politics has been completely severed.
What we need is a complete cleanup of crime in police, in the judiciary, and in the government, on all levels of government, because there is simply no organized crime without contacts in the government.
The crackdown has begun to provide answers to many of the mysteries of the last decade. Police found the corpse of Ivan Stambolic, once Milosevic's mentor, later a potential rival. Milosevic has been formally indicted for ordering Stambolic's murder. Journalist Liljana Smilovic says it's ironic that this is the revelation that crushed whatever credibility Milosevic still had with Serbian public opinion.
So many bodies have been uncovered from mass graves all over Bosnia, Croatia, Kosovo, and yet this one hand from the grave rose for Milosevic. He suddenly began looking like a leader of a death squad.
Veran Matic, editor-in-chief of the independent broadcaster B92, acknowledges a deep shift in Serbian public opinion. But he says in a country where not even one senior official has been tried for war crimes, there's one fact that must be emphasized.
Premijera Djindjića nisu ubili samo.
That Djindjic was not killed by some criminals, but Djindjic was killed by war criminals. It is a very crucial aspect that we have to constantly repeat because it's important for the re-education of this society.
The government is planning to start the Djindjic assassination trial in September. 45 people have already been indicted on charges of terrorism and criminal conspiracy. A new round of elections will probably not be held until the beginning of next year. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.